This is Sound Ideas. An emerging Los Angeles post-punk band caught the ear of GLT's John Norton last week when he stopped by Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal and talked with owner Jared Alcorn. It's another edition of GLT's What's on Your Turntable.
So we've been sitting here listening for a while to the brand new album by Moaning. This is self-titled now, right?
Correct.
And this is their debut album.
Yep, on Sub Pop.
And as we're listening, I'm going, man, this is a Jared Alcorn record. It just sounds like something from the 90s. You might have heard it maybe on alternative radio in the 1990s.
Quite possibly.
This, first of all, Moaning is the name of the band. I say it sounds like something from the 90s. How would you describe what they do?
I think that's fair. They take a nice blend of kind of 80s post-punk and mix it with also some 90s shoegaze. Shoegaze is kind of like My Bloody Valentine washing, like rippling guitars kind of flowing over vocals that are almost a little distorted.
Hard to hear.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So what are we listening to right now? Is this the opening track?
Yeah, this is the opening track. It's called Don't Go. And I mean, this starts off with the swirling guitars and the pounding drums and that wonderful cavernous vocals he's got throughout the whole album. The thing that I really enjoy about this record is every song kind of seems to start kind of a little bit droney, but then without even thinking about it, then the pop hooks kick in for the choruses and things like that. It's really great to hear, you know, the juxtaposition between like Sean Solomon's almost emotionless vocals, even though they're coded in emotion, his vocal delivery, which is just kind of hovering underneath this fast-paced upbeat rhythms.
So let's go right to another track here, okay? Moaning is the name of the band and the album. What do you want to play next?
This is track three. It's called Artificial. Here, the lyrics are kind of mocking the woe is me self-pity party. You know, things like feel bad for me and nothing is fair. What's great about the instrumentation on this song is it feels like the instruments are kind of battling each other, and you would think that they would, you know, that's the upbeat rolling bass lines and the crisp smacking drums, but the guitars kind of seem scathing and almost lost, and you think that that would just make it noise, but it comes together quite beautifully in the song.
What other bands that are out today might you compare this with? You know how they do it in magazines, you know, if you like this band,
you're
like
recommended if you like.
Yeah.
There's tons of bands that are, I don't want to phrase it this way, but you know, there's a lot of bands that are kind of doing the post-punk thing right now. And I think they're doing it, you know, they've got their own voice in that subgenre. You can tell that they're wearing their influences. You know, there's Bauhaus. His vocal delivery is very similar to Ian Curtis of Joy Division. You can hear some Slow Dive, some New Order, and even some early Broadcast.
Ah, okay. Some more 90s references there. Yeah. Happy Mondays, does that fit into this at all?
Yeah, you could throw it in there. That's a little bit of the guitar work.
Yeah, okay. All right. Before we got on the air here, we were talking a little bit about the punk scene in Los Angeles, and there's almost any town, right, has a DIY punk scene in some respects, but LA being as big as it is, it has almost a legendary punk scene, and that's where these guys came out of, the punk scene?
Yeah, so they all started, the formation of the band was kind of started up at least a decade ago, and they all had other bands that they had played in and done really well with. One of the bigger DIY venues there is called The Smell.
The Smell?
The Smell, yeah.
Great name.
And the bands, they kind of met each other there and started working out, and they recorded their first single in 2014, which has got two tracks, demo versions of two tracks from this album. And after Alex Newport, who's recorded at the Drive-In, Block Party, and the Melvins, has heard those recordings and basically was one of the first people to go to them and say, hey, whatever you do next, I'm in. I want to record you. 4 years later, has recorded this record and helped them put it out.
Did you have advance notice this was coming out, or did it just kind of hit you on the side of the head out of nowhere, since it's their debut release?
I like the label Sub Pop quite a bit. I kind of at least want to hear. They'll put out a video maybe 2 or 3 months before an album comes to start generating discussion, and I heard the single for Don't Go, and I was like, man, this is great. So I contacted Sub Pop, and they said, yeah, it's not coming out until earlier in the year, and so I had to wait, and finally it got here, and it's great.
We're listening to the new album by Moaning. We're doing it at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. Jared Elkhorn, the owner of Waiting Room Records, is giving us a little preview or a little review of this album, which you like an awful lot. What do you want to play next?
We'll do track 6, The Same. This song is very tense internal, like, struggle for Sean as he's kind of dealing with his past, his present, and his future. You know, he's kind of one of the big lines in it is that we're the same, but everything else has changed. He's talking about himself, just kind of dealing with time.
We're the same. Everything else has changed. We're the same.
It's great because at the end of the song, everything kind of comes clashing and exploding together, just kind of as his emotions are dealing with this topic.
So the name of the band is Moaning. Any idea where that comes from?
It's very reminiscent of their actual sound. I know that the band like to use it as a reference to an intimate wail and also an anguished scream.
So they're moaning. They're moaning their music, all right?
Exactly.
Well, we got to get one more song from Moaning on what's on your turntable here.
This is track 9, Misheard. This one kind of, it feels a little bit different the way it starts off. The guitar line is very happy. It also feels like a song that you would whistle. If you've heard the other songs, this is not what you're normally used to for this. The lyrics are kind of dealing with maybe some light betrayal or kind of half-hearted lies. He's kind of dealing with, like, something bad kind of happened, and he's like, eh, it's okay, but, you know, it's still, I might have misheard what you said, like, even though I know it's bad.
Jared Elkhorn, Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, thank you for your time and for the review of the new Moaning album.
Thanks, John.